Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's JBSBA. Stands for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Put those five letters together and a .com on the end, and that'll take you straight to entrepreneurial heaven, small business nirvana, where you'll find hundreds of articles, a couple of thousand archives of the show, edited without commercials, where you can just hear the content and to your little heart's content. By the way, you can do that, and also the live shows, the live simulcast, also the replay, also my newsletter, which comes every Sunday, gets you ready for the coming week. And you can subscribe there, and it costs you nothing but a little bit of time to tell us that you want it. So check it out there at jbsba.com. You can also find out about all of our Brain Trust members, like the newest member of our Brain Trust, Robert Price. Robert's the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. He's a renowned expert in the field of entrepreneurial capitalism. He's a strategist, a public speaker, a teacher, and as we know, a prolific author. He's our new friend, Robert Price. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me aboard. It sounds great.
It's good to have you here, Robert. And I love the way you talk about in your book about the roadmap to entrepreneurial success. I think this is very important. I know that your book is heavy on understanding the whole planning process, and we're going to get into that a little bit. But before we do, I think it's important to talk about this thing called the entrepreneur, and to talk about how do we get entrepreneurs to sort of morph into not losing the entrepreneurial spirit, but also learning how to be an operator. And you got the only way to be an operator is to plan. But before we get into that, let's talk about this thing called the entrepreneur. Tell us about these guys.
Yeah, that's great. And that's a good way to start up the show here. And what we found is that there's actually seven types of entrepreneurs. And we broadly define entrepreneurship, or an entrepreneur is one who organizes a new venture, begins to roll up the sleeves and manage it, and then assumes the associated risk with that new business venture. And there's actually seven types that we profile and we discuss and we work with. The first is the small business and the lifestyle or the family entrepreneur. And these are the folks that have a mindset where they, you know, their business and their business activity, there's a strong overlap between their family needs and desires. And this is really big activity in the retail industry where, you know, there's over 1.3 million retailers, and at least 95% of them are the small businesses or the right. family lifestyle type entrepreneurs. The second type entrepreneur is the franchise entrepreneur, and this accounts for nearly $1 trillion in retail spending across the United States today. And the entrepreneur who gets involved in a franchise entrepreneur package, they can increase the odds for their success or survivability for as much as 90%.
Right.
And we found there's over 2,300 different types of franchises to choose from.
But, you know, one of the things about this, Rob, about the franchise, Robert, is that some people are so entrepreneurial that they don't work well with franchises.
Oh, yeah. We call
And so you got to decide, is a franchise for you? And I know I know we don't want to get off on that tangent so much, but you're right. You're exactly right. But a franchise is a wonderful way to become an entrepreneur for some people.
Right. And see, what happens is with franchise entrepreneurship is you're given like the recipe, and you're given very strict guidelines that you have
right.
to follow.
Yep.
And that would be great for someone who's really a heads-down operator who loves the day-to-day activity and the check-the-box activity.
If you can't color inside the lines, you won't be a good franchise entrepreneur.
Pretty much so. I mean, that's a good fact there. And what happens is in the whole different activity of entrepreneurship and starting a business, what happens is all these pieces of the puzzle sort of fall, you know, all over the floor or whatever, and you sort of have to sit there and go, wow, which piece goes where? What's the timing of each of these pieces? Am I going too fast? Am I going too slow? Am I going the right direction? And it's not just about business planning anymore. It's because there's so much uncertainty in the environment today. It's more about thinking about the future before you even really get to the business plan.
Absolutely. Stand by. Robert, we're going to take a quick break. Folks, the book is called Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success, Powerful Strategies for Building a High-Profit Business by Robert Price. And when we come back, we're going to talk about these other four kinds of entrepreneurs and how much of a challenge is it to get you to become more of an operator than a pure entrepreneur, but still without losing that entrepreneurial desire. We're going to do that. Robert's going to help us with that right after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. So keep it up. Quench my desire. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me tell you about our guest this half hour. His name is Robert Price, Robert W. Price. He's the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. And we're talking about the different kinds of entrepreneurs to see if you can find yourself here. The first one was the small business lifestyle, family entrepreneurs. The next one is the franchise entrepreneur. The third one, Robert, is professional, fast growth, and serial entrepreneurs. What are those guys like?
Yeah, these are the entrepreneurs that are leading the at least 350-some thousand companies across the United States. And they're actually the backbone of the U.S. economy. I mean, they're helping to lead at least a half of the gross domestic product in the United States. And in the last 20 years or so, they've created, oh my gosh, at least two-thirds of all new job growth.
Mm-hmm.
So these folks are the ones that are out leading the businesses that have the high growth potential. The fourth type are the corporate entrepreneurs, and these are entrepreneurs who are the real creative entrepreneurs that are still in, you know, existing four walls inside of companies, either leading research and development programs or even leading new product or new.
And they're proving that you don't have to be an owner to be an entrepreneur, aren't they?
That is so key, because everyone has this entrepreneurial dream, or if someone's reading this book or they're listening to us and they want to go out and get the book and they go, oh my gosh, I'm at work, what can I do? Well, the Roadmap book will definitely help you if you're in, you know, an R&D program at work, you're in a research institute, or you're involved with technology transfer at a major university. All of that is, you know, all exciting, very exciting entrepreneurial activity. Jim, the fifth type are some of my favorite. These are the creative disruptors and innovators, and these are the great scientists at our universities or research labs that we get a chance to knock around with and have fun.
They're creating the next killer apps, aren't they?
You know, the next killer apps. They're creating, you know, we call them, they're like visitors from the future, and they bring us these innovations that have a deep impact on how we live, work, and think about in the decades ahead.
These are the guys we have to lock up at night, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Either that or make sure we get them pointed in the right direction and tell them, here's the deliverables we want. Go
That's
get
right.
the things and deliver for us.
And just shove some pizza under the door every once in a while.
Pizza? It's funny. Exactly that. I worked with some of the biotech folks here in Southern California, and that's exactly that. You just give them pizza and Coke, and they just want to stay at their lab benches forever. Jim, the sixth type are the extreme entrepreneurs, and we have fun in our book where we go back and we even talk about Christopher Columbus when he was an entrepreneur and he pitched his dream to an angel investor, and that angel investor happened to be Queen Isabella mm-hmm. in Seville, Spain. And, you know, his dream was, well, okay, I'm going to go sail around the world and find new lands to conquer. But what happened, you know, if you think about it, if they failed on their business adventure, you end up dying. So that's
right.
Pretty extreme.
Right.
But today's extreme entrepreneurs, they're the folks that are like the North Atlantic fishermen and the lumberjacks. You know, we found statistics in the that the North Atlantic fishermen, they have like the most dangerous job in North America.
Jim,
the seventh and the final type of entrepreneur is a social and nonprofit entrepreneurs. And these are the great folks who go out and they're helping to spark some kind of social change. They start a nonprofit, either locally or, you know, there can be some programs we work with that are in the billions of dollars and work all over the world.
You know, Robert, one of the things that, all these entrepreneurs have in common is that they're all creative people. They're all driven by something that they want to do. They've got a vision. They believe something needs to be done, and they just want to do it more than anything in the world. And the creative process is something that they that's just boiling up in them. But at some point in time, this dream, this vision that they've made into something you can hold, at some point in time, it has to be managed and operated and funded and morphed and updated and maintained. And that takes a different kind of an attitude than this entrepreneur that gave it birth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's so key. You set that up so well because, you know, in the life cycle of entrepreneurial activity, there's the gestation phase. And the gestation phase can be anywhere from, you know, someone having coffee in 6 hours and they think of something, they want to get it launched, all the way could be as long as 6 to 10 years where people are thinking. And many of these folks are the innovators who create a patent or something, and they just don't see what's the next step. As we like to tell folks, there's so many pieces of the puzzle that have to be put together, and the roadmap, you know, our book, there has to be a way for these people to put these pieces of the puzzle together and to move into the next level of developing, you know, an active business venture. So you're absolutely right.
And that's got to be the business plan, doesn't it?
That's absolutely right. That's the business plan. And what happens is so many people neglect the business planning and the strategic planning and the thinking, and they jump, and we literally laugh. We say some people think, you know, the step of commitment is quitting their day job and incorporating. And we go, no, committing to your business activity is sitting down and focusing, heads down, focusing at least 200-300 hours. And that's not all at once, of course, but,
right,
you know, some people can do it. We've met people who try and get it done. But focusing in the heads down time and thinking, the strategic planning, doing your business plan, the writing, the interviewing, maybe folks at particular trade shows, that's so key, Jim.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is that it takes, you know, to me, for a lot of entrepreneurs, creating the business plan is not the problem. It's getting their head to morph into that kind of an attitude, a maintenance attitude rather than a creative attitude. That's where the challenge is. And when we come back, we're going to ask Robert about, you know, what if we can't do that? Is that terminal for us? It might not be. We're going to get Robert to tell us about that right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Robert Price. Soon to be an old friend, though. We're going to get Robert back on the show another time. Actually, many other times, I'm sure, in the future, because he's got a lot of important things to say, and especially some things that we want to cover in his book that I think will help you. The book is called Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. And Robert, tell us where it's available, please.
Yes, of course. It's at right now. It's been released in all of your favorite bookstores across the United States. So that includes the Barnes and Noble, the Borders, and many independent stores. Also, I know it's available online through Amazon.com. So you can quickly go on and check out the book, whether you want to order it through there or go into a local bookstore and check it out. And you know me, I'm a professional book reader too, and enjoy these books. So I'll go, you know, hear something like this, and go get the books, and sit down with a cup of coffee, and see what this person has to think. And
Robert W. Price is the name on the book, folks. Check that out when you get a chance. And do you have your own website, Robert?
Yeah, we sure do. I work with the Global Entrepreneurship Institute. It's a nonprofit research group, and it's pretty much like a think tank. And our specific mission is helping entrepreneurs leading high-growth potential ventures and help them get financing and think about building a high-growth potential business.
The next go ahead and give us the website.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Our website is gcase.org, and that's G-C-A-S-E. www.smallbusinessse.org.
We'll get back another time, and we'll talk. I want to talk about raising capital. That'll be one of our next visits. I want to get back to this thing about the entrepreneur morphing from being this creative powerhouse to becoming an operating, journeyman. And you know, some people I have met are the best at visioning and creating and all that, but they're not that good at operating. And a lot of them that I know fail several times before they learn that. And some of them that I know were smart enough to finally say, wait a minute, I'm a good entrepreneur in terms of the creative process and seeing things that nobody else sees and making it happen, but I'm not good at running the business. I'm going to hire somebody to do that. What do you think about that, Robert?
Oh, you're great. You're pushing this, though, just a little bit too hard for maybe some of the people who just have a dream or wondering what the next step is. But that's excellent advice. I would say maybe take it back a little bit slower and think about building an advisory board or just talking to some people in an informal basis. And this could be your banker, or this could be maybe someone at a research group or an educational group. Or mm-hmm. I know a lot of people will go back and talk to nonprofit trade groups, maybe a president at a trade group. And what I'm saying is, you know, these folks, these entrepreneurs who have this dream or this idea, it's great to get motivated and excited, but they need to get a little bit of feedback, or what we say in-flight, you know, testing. They need to test a little idea and get some feedback. And you never know. You get some people that are very receptive to your idea. You can always invite them to be an advisor, or, you know, get them as on a part-time consulting basis. And speaking of consultants or professional service providers, it's always great to think of, you know, someone that you meet as that could be a potential consultant and advisor and even employee down the road, like you're saying, you know, get them aboard as an executive. We found there's to be three types, and this is real important to understand, you know, the entrepreneur who's thinking about what direction to go. The first type is the strategist, and these are what we call like general practitioners, and these are folks that might be a little bit more involved than just an advisor or just someone, your friendly neighborhood banker. They sort of help steering you in the right direction, putting your ideas, you know, helping you put the pieces of the puzzle together. And this is great for the really creative folks who have no, you know, understanding of what direction to go. The second type are the tacticians, and these are your specialists. These are like the engineers, the lawyers, the CPAs who focus on very specific advisory services and can help you, you know, quickly develop financials, quickly developing a marketing plan. The third type are the field support, and this, we think of these folks as the regular day-to-day services, including, you know, banking services, website services, payroll and employee tax services, and even temporary hires.
I also call them vendor partners, people who can bring things to the table that you need that you don't want to have to capitalize and own yourself.
Jim, that was exactly my point. You dovetail right in there very well. Because you don't need to go out and hire, you know, an HR person to do your payroll, or you don't need to hire, you know, someone to do your banking or whatever. You can get that all outsourced.
Robert, I got to stop you. We've run out of time, but you got so much more to tell us and help us with. I hope you'll come back again real soon and let's continue this discussion.
Absolutely. Anytime you invite me, I'll be here.
Robert Price, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success, wherever books are sold. See you, Robert. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.